Happy Sunday and welcome to Brunch with Des B. I'm your host Des, also known as Des B, here to provide you with your favorite way to start the week. Every Sunday, we explore new topics and dive into conversations that matter and some that truly do not. Tune in each week to smile, learn something new, and join your favorite brunch gang. Let's get into it. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Brunch with Des B. I'm your host, Des, also known as Des B, and I have made it here for our Sunday podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome to my new home. Welcome to my new space. Welcome to my new sanctuary. Okay, it's about 8 a.m. sitting here recording my podcast because transparently I forgot I was going to go see Olivia Rodrigo tonight. I didn't like forget, but I didn't think about the day that I had to go do it. So anyways, that's why we're here at 8 a.m. Got my eye gels on. I got my vitamin C Peter Thomas Roth. Girl, you know these don't miss. It's actually my second pair this morning, so I've been up since pretty early. This is my new home. This is, I'm actually in my master bedroom. Do we call it that anymore? Wasn't there something like canceled about the word master bedroom? They called, shit, what did we start calling it? The king suite? Is that maybe, I remember it was just like, oh, you don't call it that anymore. I didn't know that. So cancel me now, okay? I'm in my king suite. And okay, but what if you don't have a king bed? Is it still a king suite? What if you're also not a king? Maybe you're a shitty dude. Okay, like Brian with a Y, if you guys have followed that TikTok trend, okay? Regardless, I'm in my suite. And we're actually getting this painted in the next couple weeks. So by the time y'all see it again, it might actually look even different. It has like this wallpaper on right now. It's kind of like nude. It's got like this floral decor. And the house was built in the earlier 2000s. And it's just very regal. Like it's a very regal wallpaper. So we're getting it painted. I think we're going to go with like a dark sage green, like very dark green. Getting new carpet. And then that's like literally all we're doing just in our room. Cause you know, we deserve it. Cause we're kings and queens. Other than that, this is probably going to be our new space. I'm going to bring both my chairs in here. And I think Wyatt and I are just going to make this our party central. So Wyatt will be joining me next week. I'm excited. He's going to start dripping in more probably, but I don't really know when or if we'll rebrand the podcast. I don't know. I'm trying to get the vibe. Okay. Like I don't even know if I just have the energy to do that much work right now. So stand by, but we have a good episode for you today. We're just catching up. We're just chatting. I'm not used to holding my mic because usually I have a mic stand. So if you guys hear a little bit of like, it's me just quite literally whacking off my mic and I apologize for that. Cheers to your guys' Sunday, whatever day you're watching this. Let's have a sip. I do have some really special news to share with you guys first. Other than I'm pregnant. Doesn't that jump scare you a little bit? Like you could know someone's pregnant, but when they say like, I'm pregnant, you kind of like think twice. You're like, oh shit. And you're like, oh wait, yeah, I knew that. You're lying. So piece of exciting news, breakthrough, something old me would have never done. I have not been to Starbucks in almost 2 weeks. Now tonight / tomorrow, I'm going to be in Chicago. I guarantee you I will get coffee somewhere, right? Like I'm going to go to Pete's Coffee or I'll go to Starbucks. Like naturally, you know, I'm out in the city, me and my friend Vanessa, we're hanging out. But as of today, I've not had Starbucks in almost 2 weeks. We moved, and with moving, mind you, I lived a mile and a half from one and I DoorDashed way too much. I've probably saved so much money moving. Now, does that money saved equal the down payment of a new home? Never will. However, I'm gonna lay in the fact that I have a little bit of pride for myself. So it's embarrassing how much I was getting Starbucks. And trust me, like I'm not proud of it, okay? I would get gift cards here and there to where it would take off the stress. But really a lot of it came down to coming out of my own bank account. And that is the worst literal addiction. I mean, I can't even begin to describe the actual word addiction because it became so consistent. And I had an espresso machine. I got rid of my Nespresso machine. I gave it to my mom and my brother. And I just got a Cuisine Art, I think is the brand, coffee pot. I have never been more fucking happy in my life to wake up and have a brewed pot of coffee. There is something so unique and special about a brewed coffee pot. And if you guys have not invested in one, I think it was like $60 at Target. It hits very different because then you can like load it up with your creamer. I've turned back into like a hot coffee girl, which I always was before until vanilla sweet cream cold brew iced coffee at Starbucks. So anyways, I'm just really proud of myself because that's a number one, a lot of money saved. And number two, I proved to myself that I could do it and like do it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like I don't need Starbucks. Like it's really not that good. Okay. Like it's good, but you know what I'm saying? Like I did it. So yeah, that was just my really big development this week that I wanted to share with y'all. We actually took the kids last week to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. We live less than 2 hours from Chicago. And it was always something we grew up to back in my hometown driving to, you know what I mean? Like it was always like, oh yay, like let's go to Chicago for the weekend or grab like a train and take it in. It was always very easy and it was a cool place to go. So it was nice to go back to the museum this past week. Let me tell you, the way I was out of breath, the way I was dying, and the way that I thought I was going to lose both of my kids in the museum, it is stressful going anywhere with kids. And we didn't even have my sister's two kids. We went with my mom, my sister, my two kids, and me. So three adults, two kids, right? Three kids. One's in my belly, safe, sound, ready to rock. At one point, okay, we're in this like beginning of life. Okay, it was like in the U section where you kind of see your body. There's a lot of bodies donated to science. Well, in this display, there are actually a lot of fetuses donated to science as well. And I would even argue to say then baby because they start all the way from 6 weeks, which that could be like fake, you know what I mean? But then they get to like 12 weeks, 14, 16, 18, 20, 24, 20, all the way to full term, 37-week baby. And they are on display. And that sounds a little crazy because it is crazy to see in real life knowing that it was someone's child, right? But they donated them to science for the purpose of teaching others. And I think that that's a really beautiful thing. So regardless, we're sitting here looking at the fetus baby of 26, I think it was 26 weeks or 24 weeks and 6 days. And that's like where I was, right? So I'm like, that is in me right now. And until you have a child, you're pregnant and it comes out, up until it comes out, you literally are like, wait, I thought that it was just a peanut. And also maybe it's because I have an experience with a NICU baby. Mind you, Maddox was born 8 weeks early, right? That's 2 months before they're supposed to be here. I was pregnant for barely 7 months, right? Not a lot of time. When Maddox then came out and was a fucking full functional baby, just tiny, it blew my mind. Like I still saw him as like this grape seed. So anyways, let me backtrack. We're looking at this baby, right? Maybe 15 seconds, right? We turn around. I go to look in the stroller. Archie is gone. The way my knees buckled, I almost fucking fainted, I think. I looked up and he was literally right there within probably like 10 strides of like walking. But he got out of his stroller and started just walking. You know what I mean? If it could have been 10 more seconds, it's like you don't know where they go. So anyway, going out of the house with three kids will not be me. I will be homebound. We will be homeschooled and we will only be doing stuff at home. But really it was also a very humbling experience. Cause again, it reminds you as like a parent, when you see tragedies happen to other parents, you can't judge them because you can be a great parent. Shit can still happen in 1 second. You know what I'm saying? And so it was like humbling. It was like, wow, like just anything can happen. You have to be so hyper aware, hyper vigilant as a parent in any situation. So anyways, that was a trip. Let me just go ahead and scare you with that one to start. We have quite a few stories today. And honestly, today's just a little bit of a catch-up episode. Honestly, I was going to record, but I wasn't even going to record me because like I don't have really a setup. Like I have a ring light in here. It's not even my normal like studio light. It's just a ring light. I'm still in my pajamas. Didn't change. did I even take, yeah, I did take my morning pee. I'm like, did I even pee this morning? Like, what is going on? And we're honestly just hanging out. So we have some good stories, good vibes. And yeah, welcome to my new home. You guys will have to let me know how you like the backdrop. I mean, I know it's not like my backdrop, but like, is it, I almost feel like it's giving home video. I feel like it's giving family vlog. I feel like it's giving get ready with me. You know, like it's just very low key. And I'm kind of digging it, honestly. Kind of digging it. Okay, let's get into our stories first. And then we'll wrap up the rest. Where is Kate Middleton? All right, amidst the Boeing 747 journey, we are now also looking for Miss Kate, Princess Kate. Andy Cohen believes Kate Middleton's video was fake in a farm stand. So the past week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, Kate has been popping in the news because we've not seen her since she had this like abdominal surgery. All of a sudden the other day, she decides to step out, right? Some people are a little bit weirded out by this video because first off, I'm sure there's people who could come out and say, yes, I saw that person. Yes, I saw her. Regardless, there was like Christmas wreaths in the background. A lot of people were just like questioning it. So skeptics and naysayers took to social media to express their disbelief shortly after photos of the prince and princess were at a local farm stand. So this is the photos that came out before the video. That ain't Kate, said Andy. Hashtag fake Kate. They should have just paid Steven Spielberg to fake a video of Kate because that TMZ video just made everything worse. They're not the same person. So they're calling it hashtag Kategate, which is fucking hilarious. I mean, in this video, whether it was fake or not, she looks fantastic. A lot of people were saying she looks like extremely skinny or like, you know, very frail, which she just had surgery. Like she probably like lost some muscle, maybe even lost some weight, having to be like bedridden or some shit. So supposedly there's like a BBC has been on standby to share some updates. So maybe by the time this comes out, we will see some updates in the royals making a statement. Everything just don't make sense to me over there. You know, like the royals, the way that they operate, the way that they rule everything. Like it, I know we have presidents, right? But to have a family that just simply stays in succession because they have the last name is like wild to me. You know how many like families you see that have children and then they maybe they have like a business, but they don't leave the business to the children because they're like, hey, I'm going to be straight up. My kids aren't capable of caring for this business. How are we sure that all of these family members are capable of continuing this royal work, right? I don't know. It's crazy to me. Like, how would you ever get them out of like quote office? Like you don't unless you marry in and you're not a part of them. But like, other than that, they just like keep breeding each other. And that's so fucking weird. It's like a royal breeding farm. I don't understand it. Next story I thought was very interesting. Target's new self-checkout rules have begun. Shoppers will have to limit the number of items in their basket to 10 or less when using the express checkout, the standalone Target kiosks. So they're starting the express self-checkout after they piloted the concept in 200 stores last fall. I personally have not seen this, I don't think. The change went into effect yesterday and is said to improve efficiency and customer experience. So basically, they have the flexibility to open more traditional check-in lanes and designate those hours to self-checkout kiosks as well. Target's decision to speed up the self-checkout experience may in part be led by its efforts to curb long lines and theft, which have been a drag on corporate America, so to speak. So I was kind of like a little bit confused by this because half the time self-checkout lanes take forever. And then when you want to go to a real checkout lane, which in turn, like you're maybe being an honest person, and you're like, hey, like here's what I bought, you know, they have like two employees working. So like, if you don't want theft, have more people working self-checkout lines, have people greeting and saying goodbye to people at doors. I don't know. I just feel like you can't avoid it. You can't avoid it, but you can implement other things. So the self-checkout, I feel like is going to be even easier for people to steal from, but like go off, you know, do your thing. I just thought that was interesting because I had not seen these piloted. So I will be curious if I get them at our local Target in Indiana. But I wonder if you guys have seen them, let me know what they look like. Like, are they just little squares, or would they technically be circles, like Target Circle? I don't know. Regardless, I was just like, 10 items or fewer. Like, I'm sorry, when you're going in Target, no one's walking out with 10 fucking items. There ain't no fucking way in hell you're just making a regular, degular stroll in Target to walk out. You're walking out spending $100 with 100 items. You know, what are the, it's expect less, pay more. For me, I always say expect more, pay more. Or expect less, pay more is really the vibe. Because you go in there, you're like, okay, I just need milk and eggs. And then you walk out with a 42-inch flat screen, a new phone case, a Nintendo Switch, and typically a case of water. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on? Next up, we have Lisa Vanderpump saying that everyone predicted Jax and Brittany would split. So Jax Taylor, which is so funny, it's like literally not his name. And then Brittany Cartwright split. So, you know, they have a kid, they were married, they're now getting divorced, and Lisa Vanderpump says, I don't know what the reason was, but I imagine it was probably something to do with Jax's bad behavior. I'm not sure, but the indicator of his future behavior is normally past behavior. So she really like lit him up there. He's been full of infidelity through all of their seasons, but they did get married again and had a child, and now they're not together, which is very sad. However, when you are in the spotlight like that, specifically Vanderpump Rules, and you kind of are like fading in and out of popularity, you're kind of grasping at whatever you can to stay relevant, right? Jax Taylor gets his moment during new seasons of Vanderpump, and that's kind of it besides his problematic behavior. So when you live in that kind of relationship, my only question is, do you do stuff like this purely for clout? Purely for articles like this, you know? Jax Taylor is definitely the kind of guy that calls the paparazzi on himself to tell them where he's going to be to like photograph him. So I just wonder if, and I know it's fucked up to say, but would they both be in mutual agreement of splitting amid a new season, before a new season, you know, something just for drama, just for rates, just for views? Would Lisa Vanderpump pay him out a little bit more for faking this? You know, I don't know. It's crazy that you have to question things like that, because this is someone's real life and family, and it's sad, but you can't help but wonder, almost to the fact of like, is this real? I don't think that's unfair to ask. Next story, we have Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are currently vacationing somewhere. She just finished up her Asia leg of the Eras tour. I think she has a few months off before actually starting back in the US, and then I go see her ass in November. Third time's a charm. I'm gonna be the 22 girl. No, I'm just kidding. Could you imagine them? Hey, you look like you're about 30. Come get the hat from the 22 song. Would never be me. Regardless, they're out vacationing, enjoying life. And I'm going to be honest, I've kind of missed seeing them in the news. Just, you know, knowing that their flame is strong, right? I like knowing they're doing well, because I hate to say I told you so, but I was the one from the very fucking beginning that called this shit continuing. And everyone told me that I was crazy. I'm not crazy, okay? I just know we know our girl, you know? So I'm ready for them to get engaged. I'm ready for them to just spout off, you know? They're both in their 30s, which is still so young. I wanna make that so clear. Like, the more I inch towards my 30s, the more I'm like, holy fuck, 30 is nothing. 33 is nothing, 34 is nothing. What's the difference between me at 29 and me at 34? I'm gonna feel pretty much the fucking same, you know? TBD, I don't know how my back's gonna lay out after this child. So anyways, I'm just ready for them to like wrap it up, you know? This is end game. You don't really want to like fuck around when you're in your 30s. And it's very obvious Taylor, and I would even argue like Travis in his own way, have been longing for like a real relationship, right? They want to be tied down. They want cuffing season all year round. So I'm like, let's just like do something about it. You know, at this point they've been together, again, I always forget the timeline, but they've been together like a kind of a minute, you know, and they're spending more time together. So I feel like, you know, maybe they would get used to, you know, do we like each other or not? And with Taylor, after the Eras tour, I stand on this. She will be climbing into a home, shacking up, either having kids or just going MIA for a while. Like, she has been, she's got to be so fucking overstimulated. I know in my heart she loves what she does, But if she went and sat in a cabin for a year, mostly due to Kanye, fuck you. But if she went and did that, she needs a break after this. You know, she needs to go in hiding. She's done her rounds, dude. She's been at all the shows. She's been at all the galas, the events. She's been living her best fucking life in her 30s. Scooter Braun, what are you doing, bitch? You know? So anyways, they're vacationing together, feeling good, vibing. Taylor's new album comes out next month in April, Tortured Poets Department. I'm a little bit nervous about it because I do have a feeling it's going to be very folklore, Evermore, very slow. And that's not my favorite type of music from her. It's not my favorite type of music to just listen to. I'm just hoping I get into it, you know? I'm just hoping, because I'm not really in my sad girl era, but I will be in my post, I will be close to my postpartum era. And maybe that will be the album that leaks into my veins in the middle of the night. You know, we'll see. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. I talk about BetterHelp a lot, seeing as that it's benefited me in the past 2 years. Some people think, you know, maybe, oh, things have to get really bad until you can go to therapy. You're like, I'm not depressed. Why do I need therapy? But really, therapy is a tool to where you're using it before things were to get worse and to avoid being at your lowest low. I don't know about you, but why the fuck would you want to get to your lowest low before you climb out to the top again, right? BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video and even live chat sessions with your therapist. You don't have to see anyone on your camera. You don't have to wear pants. You don't even have to put on pajamas. You could be naked wherever you're at and do a therapy session with your therapist. So for me personally, I like to put my AirPods in. I'll walk around my desk room. I'll go for a walk outside when it's nice out, whatever it may be. And that's what works for me. It is customizable. And it is more affordable than most in-person therapy. Give it a try. See why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. And girls, don't forget to get on betterhelp.com/desby and put in that discount code. If you forget that, you do not get that 10% off your first month. And that is the deal with being a listener of Brunch with Desby. So speaking of Tortured Poets Department, next month's BFIT membership theme is all Taylor Swift, Tortured Poets Department. So we have things like the Bolter Back Day, Tortured Leg Department. I can't think of the other ones off the top of my head. But it, regardless, it's all Taylor Swift theme, Tortured Poets Department slash just like 13, you know, stuff like that. You guys will love it. Make sure you join the BFIT description or BFIT membership. You can do that in the description box, show notes, link in bio. There is a link there. You can use code brunch with Desby for $10 off your first month, AKA join next month and then, you know, get it or join the challenge. Sadly, they are going on at the same time. Sorry. Can't help that. I wanted to celebrate Taylor's new album. Okay. Outside of that, let's get into our next story. Well, there was just something I wanted to reference and it was Zendaya and Tom Holland. They were like at a tennis match this past week and they're just my Roman Empire in a way because we don't hear of them much and they really just thrive. And I just felt like I needed to share that. So the last story I wanted to cover was the fact that Vanessa Hudgens actually came out and was fucking pregnant. Listen, it is someone's personal decision to share their pregnancy, right? They don't owe that with anyone. I don't care how famous you are. I don't care, you know, whatever. But it is wild to me how someone can deny the rumors so hard up until the day before they announce they're pregnant. And again, that was her moment. She deserved to have it go off, you know, Queen Vanessa, Gabriella, you know, go off. But it was funny because it was like 2 days before she showed up to, was it the Oscars? In her black gown, fully fucking pregnant. She was denying it so hard. Like, no, I'm not pregnant. And I think even she was like coming at people for quote body shaming her. It was like, girl, no, they were just literally seeing a baby bump. Okay. So I tried to like do the timeline and she got married back in, fuck, I was just looking at it. I think she got married in December, but she had her bachelorette party, which this is where all those rumors started. That they were like, it looks like a baby bump in her bachelorette. And I put it together and she would be due. And I think around April, maybe beginning of May, like similar to where I was with Archie, like she's kind of in that same stage. And I'm pretty sure she's a pretty petite girl too. So she just, I mean, when you're small and pregnant, there's not much room for the belly to go. So you just look pregnant as fuck. Versus like when you're taller, some people tend to carry smaller because, you know, you're elongated. You get it. So anyway, she is looking very pregnant, like respectfully. She just, I'm curious when she's due. And obviously they don't ever share that information. But I have a feeling she's like goddamn close to having her baby within at least a month or 6 weeks. So if I had to guess, let's go ahead and like make predictions. I'm looking at a photo of her now too. She looks so adorable, but she looks very pregnant. Okay. Like no offense. It's not offensive at all. Actually. I'm just like, she is pregnant. You know, like it's not like I'm 5 weeks pregnant. Okay. Let's look. Yeah. She looks so adorable in these photos. She has kids drinks that she just recently launched called Cali Water Kids Drinks, Cali Water. And so it's her Cactus Waters brand. And then she made these new kids brand, which like go off girl, like capitalize on what's going on in your life. So if I'm looking at a calendar, man, what are we going to predict? 6 weeks from now would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It'd be like April 30th. Oh my God, what if she had her baby on my birthday? Oh wait, that's like in 2 weeks. Oh my God, my birthday's in like 2 weeks. Holy fuck. Oh my God, 2.5 weeks, my birthday. By the time you guys see this, it is in 2 weeks. My birthday is April 6th. Holy shit, I'm gonna be 29. Oh my God. So anyways, I'm gonna guess that she is gonna have her baby between April 20th and April 30th. Who's with me? Who's fucking with me? Comment below, sound off in the comments. So yeah, that's kind of the tea of the week. That's kind of like what was going through my mind. Now, I do have one more announcement for you, but like stand by for 1 second so I can see if I can announce it. Okay, shit, I can't announce this episode. But I can tell you Buff Bunny has a new collection coming out, right? That's not like a shock. I'm not ruining a surprise. New collection's coming out. It is being announced tomorrow. I am so fucking thrilled about this. Okay, you guys are going to pee your pants. Maybe not. You know, I might be overdramatic. But like, you guys know me. When I am passionate about an item that comes out, I don't really shut the fuck up about it. You know, it's very obvious. Like, I don't play games when I'm like, oh my God, new launch. I'm so excited. It's like, if I'm not super excited about it, like, it's very obvious. Like, I don't fuck around with you guys. Okay. So new launch is announced tomorrow. You guys are going to pee yourselves. Okay. I'm so fucking excited for this. We've been fucking asking for this. We've needed this. We've deserved this. All right. Second thing, Petula Seamless dropped last week. If you guys have not gotten a pair of Petula Seamless, listen, I'm not here to like encourage you, like go out, spend money that you don't need to spend. You need to spend this money. You do. Go open your shop app, go shop Petula, use code DESBY, save you a little bit of coin, get some free shipping, whatever it comes out to. It is so incredibly worth it. I cannot explain. The Seamless is so comfortable. And I've tried navigation, which navigation works if you're like a thinner framed person, in my opinion. If you are, and you can correct me if you're wrong, if I got my curvy girls here, okay, give me some feedback. But even me, when I was at my smallest, navigation gave me like fucking yeast infections, I swear to God, okay? They were so fucking tight, which it really sucks you in, but it is hard, okay? Same with the Buff Bunny BBL. If you are a thinner frame person in small waist, it works, it snatches. But if you're bigger than that, I just don't think it's comfortable. Like, I don't know how it could be. So again, sound off my curvy girls. We need some feedback here. But Petula Seamless, I just loved the banded comfort here. Okay, like, am I lactating? What is going on? I think I'm just sweaty. Sorry, that scared the shit out of me. Like, sorry that I had to just do that. No, like literally, I don't know if that's sweat or if I'm lactating. Am I far enough along to do that? I'm like, what is going on with my body? So anyways, if you guys have not gotten a pair of Petula Seamless, please go do it. Like, I would encourage you to get the color Driftwood, which is like a dark brown, or the black. You can skip out on the tan if you want, okay? But they make your butt look so fucking good, and they're so comfortable, and I wore them all day and didn't feel compressed. And I mean, like, I'm pregnant too. I got a lot going on in here, and it was great. I'm so happy with it. Paragon has a new collection coming out. I will give you a sneak peek that it is all Reluna. Thank you, God. Okay. Listen, I love Rec Stretch. That's what my collection was. Wavelength. Wavelength was Rec Stretch and I loved it. I don't know what they did this last launch with the Rec Stretch that they did launch in Candyland. It didn't feel the same. Like it felt thinner. It was way thinner, babe. Y'all's ass cheeks were hanging out and you know it. And I saw some people pretty disappointed with like how see-through it was. I was like, honey, I told y'all, okay? I told y'all. And I don't know who tests their stuff. Like, I would not be able to be like, yeah, keep these colors. Like, the fuck? I don't know. It was too much. There's a point where you're like, eh, it's a little sheer when I squat, but like I could wear these elsewhere. It was sheer standing up, you know? And that's not me shit talking like at all. Also, like if you don't follow influencers or affiliates with brands who don't shit talk who they work with, you're following a fake. Okay. Because you need to be able to stand up and be like, yeah, I'm going to be honest. It wasn't their best work. You know, it's all personal opinion. You know, you could probably go to someone else and they'd be like, oh my God, these leggings are the best. They're like, they don't show anything. I'm like, again, you're a fake and you're lying. Okay. So Paragon has a new collection coming out. Very excited for it. I think it'll be much, much better. The colors are stun. Buff Bunny colors, stun. Petula has some stun coming out. I mean, you guys are going to be stunned. Okay. Very excited. As always, use code DESBY. It does support me. And honestly, it allows me to keep doing what I do. It keeps allowing me to do this podcast. Same with BetterHelp. If you guys use BetterHelp or encourage someone else to join BetterHelp, they can use code DESBY or choose DESBY at like the checkout link and you get 10% off your first month. That also keeps this podcast alive. Keeps me alive. Now that I got my Starbucks addiction out of the way, you guys are truly supporting this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. So anyways, I hope you guys are having a great day. What are we at? 32 minutes. Wow. That was a shorty episode. I'm not going to lie. I really didn't plan for it to be that short. I'm like, is there anything else that we need to talk about? 6 weeks to Shreds. Pre-registration should be open by now. You can pre-register below our 6 week challenge, fat loss challenge. Obviously I'm not going to be losing much fat. I'm going to be gaining it throughout the whole time, which is great. Can't wait. This is going to take me from 27 weeks to 33. So if you want, you know, oh, Des, what do you do when you're pregnant? The same shit you could do, okay? All my stuff, built-in modifications for pregnancy, postpartum, etc. So you don't have to wonder a thing. You get pregnant tomorrow, you know where to go, right? You don't have to question, oh, is this enough? Is this not enough? Should I do more? Should I do a different exercise? I got you covered, all facets. So join the challenge. I'm pretty excited. Shreds is like the best challenge because like the weather turns, the sun comes out, the birds start chirping, ass cheeks are clapping, abs are popping. Yeah. And we have some good workouts coming. I am also still working diligently at my pregnancy and my prenatal core guide. It is just, it's a lot of work to do and I'm out of breath most of the day. So by the time I go record, I can only do a few exercises. I'm like, okay. It's like that meme where he's just like, that's me after like recording 5 exercises. So the goal of this core guide that I'm creating, this pregnancy core guide, is that it's going to be separate plans and it's going to say, you know, trimester 1 core, trimester 2 core, trimester 3 core. Within that, there's going to be about 10 routines per trimester that you can utilize. There's also going to be a separate like 5 to 7 routine pelvic floor release, labor prep, stretching, movements, stuff like that. So it's going to be like 4 plans with like almost 40 routines. Now, how are you going to use this? Well, it's going to be in your plans tab. So when you go to your plans tab, say you're in trimester 1, right? And you're like, okay, I want to plan out 2 core workouts per week. You can go to that plans tab, go to trimester 1. Out of the 10 core workouts, you can choose maybe core on the floor, right? Whatever it's called. You can choose that, log it to your calendar on Tuesday, and then you choose standing core and you do that on Thursday. And then the next week, you're like, okay, I want to do 2 different ones. So then you go back and then maybe you have a favorite you keep redoing. You can add it to your calendar. Or on a random Saturday, you're like, hey, I'm going to do a core workout. I'm going to go to that plan, choose whatever one I want and do it. I'm still finagling with some fully guided workout videos, like meaning like 5-minute core, join me, start now, end with me, you know, like guided, you get to watch me do it. I'm just trying to see what bandwidth I can like upload, if that makes sense. Cause I don't think I can on my app have like a 50-minute video. Do you know what I'm saying? So stand by. But regardless, that's kind of like a insight of what it's going to look like, so that you'll have plenty of options from first trimester, second trimester, all the way to third, onto labor prep, pelvic floor release, you know, stuff like that. And then ideally, I'm letting you in on a secret, I'm going to be doing a postpartum packed motherhood boot camp type vibe once I have my baby, and once maybe some of you have your baby. And I'm going to try to error around like 6 to maybe 12 women who are also postpartum with me, and take y'all through 6 weeks with me of recovering our body after birth. So obviously this will sadly only apply to those who are giving birth around me, but if you are due near me, get ready. You know what I mean? Like, be ready to join. So it will be a very exclusive group. I have details to come, but regardless, that will then create another postnatal program, because I want you all to be very set up to know exactly what you can do guided throughout, during postpartum recovery, and then on to that 6 to 8 weeks, you know, when you get cleared, quote unquote, how are we recovering? How are we continuing to maneuver? So I'd rather you guys have someone who knows how to do it correctly than follow like random TikToks. It is what it is. Okay. At that point, you get what you pay for, right? You want to fuck yourself up further? Go do the free program, you know? I beg to differ. There are some like freebies, you know, that are encouraging you to then come back for more, right? That's kind of the point. Give free and then people will trust you. You gain trust, rapport, whatever. But if you're just like simply doing it by yourself, it could cause more harm than good, is all I'm saying. So welcome to my new home. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'm going to go hit the gym. I'm going to go see Miss Olivia Rodrigo tonight. And I mean, by the time you guys see this, you know, I have done did that, but I am going to go do that today. Okay. Cheers to your Sunday. I now have cold coffee, but that's fine, because then I can do maybe a mini Alani before the gym. Cheers. It's actually not that cold. You'll have to let me know how you like my setup and get ready for next week. Bringing back Wyatt. Submit your secrets, advice, whatever you need below. Maybe we'll go through a few and have the most beautifulest Sunday while I go lactate or do whatever my body is doing. That's all for this episode of Brunch with Des B. I hope you enjoyed hanging out, laughing, or maybe even crying with me today, because let's be honest, you never know what you'll get here. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast, share with your family and friends, or even just to social media and tag me in it so I can share. Love you guys.